is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is any case. Any time a U.S. service member is killed, then the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as Green Berets, had just completed a meeting with local leaders and were walking back to their vehicles when they were attacked. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of the U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when U.S. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Trump offered his sympathies. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of U.S. efforts to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq by encouraging Baghdad to align more closely with Riyadh. This is VOA.